For the past few decades, frogs and toads across the country and here in Colorado have been disappearing because of a deadly fungus. But as KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn reports, Colorado biologists are working to save one special toad species that lives high in the Rocky Mountains.
Cameron Pass is about a two-hour drive west of Fort Collins, up a twisty, two-lane mountain road. Just a couple miles off the 10,000-foot-high summit, I meet Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologist Boyd Wright. We hike up through the forest to a remote swimming pool-sized pond.
And then right here on the log, there's two toads that are sunning right before the log goes underwater. Do you see them right here?
There. Are they like this?
Yay big and black.
The dark-looking
things? Yeah.
Wright is getting ready to catch some toads.
Well, I usually try to think back to my childhood and how I would go about catching a frog, which I did a lot as a kid. So that's one of the ways we know they're a male, that chirping noise. But he's basically saying, hey, get your hands off me.
But he scoops one up anyway.
Got one.
It's a little smaller than his hand. He turns the toad over and shows me its belly. It's beautiful, a black and white leopard print. Each pattern is unique, like a fingerprint.
Look how pretty their eyes are. They got those flecks of gold in them.
While it doesn't look like it here, these toads are in trouble. But it hasn't always been like this. About 50 years ago, boreal toads could be found all over the Rocky Mountains.
We know from a lot of different sources that, you know, people talk about how it used to be hard to walk around the wetlands without stepping on one. And, you know, that's just no longer the case in most parts of Colorado.
Harry Crockett is the CPW biologist in charge of the boreal toad recovery effort. At his Fort Collins office, he says the reason for the decline is chytrid fungus.
It's a fungus that attacks the skin, very important organism for amphibians.
That's why the fungus is so deadly. It's killed so many boreal toads, they're now an endangered species in the state. It's not totally clear what losing the toads means for the environment. But Crockett says they're worth saving.
You know, the first rule of intelligent tinkering is don't throw away any of the parts.
Mary Kay Watry agrees. She's a biologist at Rocky Mountain National Park and is also working to save the species.
I do have hope that my future grandchildren and great-grandchildren, you know, could go up to a high-elevation mountain pond and see boreal toads.
Until last year, when toads started breeding at this site, every other attempt to reintroduce them in Colorado had failed, including an effort in Rocky Mountain National Park. Watry says the success at the Cameron Pass Pond makes her believe this kind of effort can work in other parts of the state.
It is vindication to know that we can have success in a reintroduction, and it is a tool that we can use in the future to hopefully establish future populations, you know, kind of across the landscape.
Biologists don't know how and why the deadly chytrid fungus has spread so rapidly. Humans could be one reason. That's why the exact location of the pond at Cameron Pass is a secret. The adult toads we're seeing now were put here as tadpoles a few years ago. The idea was they'd grow up and eventually start breeding on their own. And Boyd Wright says that's exactly what they're doing.
You see that? See all the black?
Oh, those are their eggs.
Yeah.
Boyd Wright picks up a few toads and weighs them. He also swabs their skin with a Q-tip, part of a test to see if they have chytrid fungus. So far, that test has come up negative.
You're done. Good work, buddy. Thanks for cooperating. Come make some babies.
As long as this pond stays fungus-free, it's a pretty good bet that's exactly what this toad will do. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.